910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson.
Heartbroken, devastated, mad.
Reaction from Senator Lindsey Graham, South Carolina Republican, to the bodies of six hostages recovered by the Israeli military in Gaza, kidnapped by Hamas. Include an American, Hirsch Goldberg, Poland. President Biden condemning the killings and spoke with Goldberg Poland's parents this morning to offer condolences, says a White House official. Israeli Ministry of Health has announced that after an examination, it determines that all six hostages were shot at close range between last Thursday and Friday morning. Wounded by gunfire in the chest, San Francisco 49ers wide receiver Ricky Pearsall. Serious but stable condition, says the team. Happened in Union Square in San Francisco yesterday, police say. A teenager wanted Pearsall's expensive watch.
Gunfire from the suspect's gun struck both Mr. Pearsall and the subject.
Police Chief Bill Scott. The teen's under arrest. This is ABC News. A 16-year-old boy is in custody after a shooting after a high school football game in Wayne, New Jersey, Friday night. ABC's Lucy Yang.
Police confirmed two young girls, ages 15 and 16, were hit and are expected to survive. Thankfully, first responders were at the Technical Institute for the game, so medical help was immediate. So was an arrest.
A high school student told Yang she saw a teenage couple arguing in the parking lot, followed by the boy pulling a gun on the girl. More jobs data comes out this week from the government. In the supply and demand department, more of the latter leads to higher costs, says ABC's Sherry Preston.
The Recording Industry of America says streaming now accounts for almost all the money generated by the music industry. 84% of us are getting our music from streaming services these days. Spotify, the largest platform of all, has 626 million users and a quarter billion subscribers. Just last month, Spotify raised its monthly subscription cost.
Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. A question I get a lot from people at the beginning of their money journey is, how should I invest my money? Okay, time for some real talk. That's a great question, best asked after you've paid off any high interest debt. You know, making 7% per year in an index fund when you're paying 28% on a credit card, it just doesn't add up. So get rid of that high interest debt first, and then you'll be set to make investment choices that can really pay off. And pro tip, while I paid down my high interest debt in my 20s, I also made sure to put at least $1,000 away for emergencies, you know, like car breakdowns, so I could keep as out of debt as possible. And that was today's Work Money Minute. For more everyday money tips, check out Work Money Media on YouTube, or you can text MONEY, M-O-N-E-Y, to 88285. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News, your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Slaughterhouses are a big reason for so many toxic algae blooms in Wisconsin in recent years, but it's been 20 years since federal regulations were updated. Mike Moan reports.
In 2021, more than 100 people were sickened by toxic algae, mostly in freshwater. And the number of reported toxic algae outbreaks have increased each year from 2015 to 2023. John Rumpler with Environment America, the group behind the analysis, says that nitrogen, phosphorus, grease, bacteria, and other farm runoff is one of the driving causes.
These industrial-scale operations with hundreds of dairy cows or thousands of hogs, that volume of manure just all too often winds its way to rivers and lakes and streams.
The EPA says exposure to toxic algae can include skin rashes, headaches, vomiting, and pneumonia. Children and pets are especially vulnerable. In the new Census of Agriculture, data show the number of Wisconsin farms is declining, but farm sizes are growing, underscoring concerns about the expansion of industrial agriculture. Rumpler adds, in rural areas, slaughterhouses also are triggering blooms.
It turns out that slaughterhouses, the places where a lot of these animals are brought, also release a huge amount of nitrogen and or phosphorus into our waterways.
Federal regulations for slaughterhouses haven't been updated in 20 years and not since the mid-1970s for smaller facilities. Rumpler says it's encouraging the EPA is now considering new changes to its rules, largely in response to advocacy groups. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A pleasant start to the month of September, as we'll see quite a bit of sunshine today. North to northwest winds, a bit breezy. Highs in the upper 60s, close to 70 degrees. For tonight, we'll see clear skies and quite chilly. Upper 30s to near 40 degrees. Currently 62 degrees.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time for a special Labor Day edition of the show. We'll look back at Wisconsin history and Labor Day. Be with us then.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome to the Cripescast. I'm your host, Charlie Behrens. We are powered by Everglight Solar, and here is today's episode. Hey, folks, how you doing? Welcome back to another episode of the Cripescast. Today, I've got all the Husbands of Target guys on the show. I've got Taylor Kalmus, you may know him as Dude Dad. Miles Montplaisir, you probably know him from You Betcha or the Bellied Up podcast that he and I do together. And Penn Holderness of the Holderness family. These are all really good friends of mine. We all met doing the original Husbands of Target video. That video, if you're not familiar, we did it over the right before the pandemic, actually, I think. Was it right before? Yeah, I think it was. And it was one of those crazy videos that we didn't know what to expect. And then it got like, I don't know, 60, 70, 80 million views. I don't even know how many views, but it got a lot of views. And it's like one of those videos when you're out at the bar and, you know, people are like, hey, I know you from that one video. And that's usually the one video. So anyways, we did it. It did well for Target. It was cool. And but we didn't hear from Target for a bunch of years. And then several years later, they reach back and they're like, hey, do you guys remember that one video you shot in our parking lot without our permission? And we were like, yeah. And they're like, do you want to do more of those? So we were in Los Angeles this past weekend doing one more of those. And the night before, all those fellas got my hotel room and spilt some beer. And yeah, we had this podcast. So I think you'll enjoy it. I hope you enjoy it. But before we get to my conversation with these fellows, I want to let you guys know we are still raising money for Doctors Without Borders. They are doing incredible work for people suffering around the world without access to adequate medical supplies, medical care. They're doing great work in the Middle East right now and a bunch of other places. Check them out, doctorswithoutborders.org, and we will link them up in the show notes. All right, folks, without further ado, here is my conversation with the fellas from Husbands of Target.
Hey there, guys. Welcome back to the Cripes Podcast. Now you try.
Oh, gosh. Hey, welcome to the Cripes.
No, more energy.
Oh, gosh. We're so excited to be part of the Cripes Podcast.
Okay, Miles.
I tell you what, there, guy, you're going to want to go down to the river.
You should do it down by the river impression. That's conflating me and Chris Farley.
You're Matt Foley.
Right, I tell you what, you got to make sure you're fishing with spinners out there. Yeah. You know?
And watch out for deer.
Down by the river, I would say, you know, if you want to get on some of the fly action, it's good.
Oh, you know, if you want, a spinner.
A little spinner, but the maps. Maps, bucktails.
Out there in Oconomowoc.
Well,
Oconomowoc.
Oconomowoc? Hey, that's pretty close.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Hey, folks.
Are they a sponsor, Maps?
Maps makes Grandpa Bob's Tackle Box, which you can get on manitowocminute.com.
You always got to be plugging, Charlie.
Wow, plug, baby. We got a plug. Hey, folks. Welcome to the Cripescast, the most listened to podcast in all of
Milwaukee.
Manitowoc.
In your neighborhood.
In my, exactly.
Your mom's house.
I am here with Penn and Taylor and Miles, and we are in Los Angeles in this hotel room that is mine. And we'll smell like beer after tonight because a few of you spilled on the carpeting. I was taking notice, myself included.
Oh.
Oh, pour one out, Taylor. And yeah, we're here doing a deal. We're doing a Target shoot. So now you guys are all, now what are you all quiet for now?
You're doing the intro to the podcast.
What do you want us to say? It's your show.
I'm waiting for you guys to rag on me, and when you're not ragging on me.
It feels weird. So we were us showing you respect was uncomfortable.
It was so uncomfortable to get any
further. Let's set some ground rules.
Okay.
We do not respect each other.
Okay, perfect.
In this podcast.
That's good to know.
In this podcast.
I just want to let you guys know that this feels really good to be this much higher than all of you right now.
You're very
hang on.
Yeah. Or is it, for those of you listening and not watching, Charlie is a good foot and a half taller than us. And we're sitting in a couch meant for two people.
It's a love seat.
We are here in Los Angeles. Penn and Taylor and Miles and I, because several years ago, Taylor had this idea to do Husbands of Target. And he called us all together. He called us all together to a Target parking lot.
And each one of you individually said what? I don't know. Could work.
I will be honest.
I don't think I think that could be where the questions asked, like what each person said.
That's okay, that's a good question.
I think you said it was, you're like, yeah, that could be cool. You were on board. You're like, yeah, let's do that.
No, I was like, let's do that, but we're also going to do a music video.
Yeah.
Which got like 12 views.
So, if I go back, I reached out to Penn, actually Miles too, both of them, months before they responded to me. Okay. And then your manager told you needed to do collabs. And he's like,
Larry, yep.
Yeah, and then you reached out to me.
You were my first collab. I'm weird about collabs. You guys are great.
You guys were each other's first collab.
His first collab. Yeah. He wasn't my first collab.
No, he's been around the block.
I was a collab virgin.
Just say
really?
Yeah, I was.
In the collab world, he might be the neighbor.
Well, I collab with my wife. Like, that's like the way our channel works is.
Yeah, well, you can get outside of your wife.
Well, Taylor,
that's true. That worked out great.
And then Miles, I reached out to Miles because he lives in Fargo and my wife is from Fargo, so it's up there all the time. And he did not respond. And then I did a video about Fargo that went viral, and then he slid into my DMs.
Oh, he was chasing
in
that
clout.
In
my defense, I had so many DMs.
All right, that's probably valid. No, I ignored you.
No, I just, I'm really bad at that portion
of
this business is responding.
So what was your response, Charlie?
My response, well, first of all, Taylor got in touch with me because he and Miles did something. And then Taylor called me and we had a nice conversation. I remember I was on I-41 coming down.
I was in my backyard.
Oshkosh. Wait, you were in your backyard?
I was in my backyard in Van Nuys.
I was going right over Lake Butamore. We were talking.
I was facing southeast.
I was also facing southeast.
While I was on the phone, and I was like, this is a moment I'll remember forever.
Wow. I didn't think that by a long shot.
I remember I told you, I was like, oh, so the voice is real, huh?
Yeah, you know, which I don't know whether to take that as a compliment or not.
It's a
compliment.
You're authentic.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that. But I do think, so we had our first, we did IKEA thing. And then while we were getting kicked out of the IKEA for probably the third time on that day.
First we went to breakfast.
Oh yeah, we went to breakfast.
Because I was like, let me get to know this guy before we try to shoot content. Just so I have his vibe.
Yeah. Do we have a script for
Well, you're a dinner first type of guy.
Breakfast first.
Breakfast first.
And then get down to business. But yeah,
later,
then we,
right?
we shot.
That's
we were shooting
order.
Rogue. Did we have somebody with us, or were just us two?
No, we had some guy, one of your guys with us.
Morgan.
It was, so there was Morgan, and you also had an intern who came and shot.
That was, yeah.
And my wife.
Yeah, your wife.
And your wife was there.
And not at the time, she wasn't your wife.
Correct.
Me and Charlie shot at IKEA, and we got told that we couldn't shoot there. And we were like, absolutely. And then we moved to a different part of the store, kept shooting.
Yeah, and we eventually got it. And I think a total of three times we were told, do not shoot at this IKEA. Yeah. But, you know, back then we weren't really, we were a little bit rabble-rousers.
Rabble-rousers.
We kind of had a resentment for authority. We were kind of badass.
Still do, yeah.
Can we, like, take a minute and talk about, like, the fact that we have all shot a lot of videos without the permission of these corporations.
Is it hard? It feels harder now.
What are they
going to
do? What are they going to do?
It feels easier now.
It depends on the situation. I was terrified to go into Target, into Target. We were outside of Target, and we were scared to be outside of Target.
That's because we posted up for like 8 hours.
We did post up.
Yeah. Wanted the shoot to be good or not.
Here's the deal with Taylor. When Taylor has a vision, we will stay till Taylor's vision is done. And oftentimes we will come back the next day for a bunch of pickups.
That's the difference between 500,000 views and getting hired by the corporation 4 years later for 5 shoots.
That's true. Do you have a mic you can drop on that one? That's good.
It did take you 4 years, Taylor.
It took them four years.
So we did it. We all had some, we're like, that could work to Taylor's idea for Husbands of Target. But as it turned out, when we published that video, I was looking at the numbers go, I was like, oh my God, this guy does know what he's doing. Because it was like 1 million views in an hour, maybe.
Well, I remember they used to put like
the live views.
And
we were at 50,000.
It was
70,000. Yeah,
and I was like, what is going on? And that was a guy who works for me, Tyler. That was his first week working for me. And he was like, does this happen a lot?
Never happened before.
Yeah. So it's literally been all downhill for him since he started working.
Well, so to me, that, like, going back to the actual shoot, I was meeting all you guys for the first time, all except for Taylor, because Taylor and I had met at like a creator
summit. We met at that thing.
But to someone who's like listening to this, who's never like figured this out, we basically got on the internet and wrote a script. It wasn't like SNL where you sit around and talk about stuff and you work on it, and then we just showed up in a parking lot together. And it was so...
Yeah, you guys had met like the night before at a bar.
Mm-hmm. But then Charlie, I met Charlie because he locked his...
Oh, so you met him that morning.
Yeah, he locked his keys in his car.
Yeah, we started the shoot by helping Charlie get his keys out of his trunk.
Right, so he shows up and he's like, I can't get into my car.
And then we're like, we need props.
Why's it always got to get brought up, Charlie?
I don't even know why I opened my trunk on the day. I think I had a prop, but anyway, I left my keys in the trunk. And then I had to have AAA come in, and that cost me some money at the end of the day. Anyways, let's not dwell on the smoke. We all came together,
having some of us not met. We shot the deal in the Culver City Target parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
At one point, a Target employee came out and took a smoke break in her car.
We thought she was coming to kick us out.
I think it was you.
Yeah, I was terrified.
She's calling the cops. She's on her phone. She's calling the cops.
I used to have major paranoia doing. You were very paranoid around the store,
and I was like, "Dude, let's just keep shooting until the cops show up. We don't know she's calling the cops. Let's just keep shooting." And we kept shooting, and no cops showed up.
She was on her lunch break.
She didn't care.
No, nobody cared. Even the guys who were pulling the carts, you guys were paranoid about the guy collecting the carts, thinking this guy was going to rat on us.
Mostly and then you remember that this guy doesn't this care guy, at all.
This guy is just glad to be outside right now, just enjoying the sunshine. But yeah, we shot the first episode. Penn, I have this vision of you with your shirt like halfway up.
Mm-hmm. Your car wash. Yeah.
I remember writing that in there, and you would do it. Nobody else would do it. And I was like, well, me and Penn are going to do the car wash.
We're going to do the car wash.
I don't think I wouldn't have not done it. I don't think I was ever asked.
Oh, you know? You could have done it.
Well,
tomorrow, why don't you pop that top off?
That'd be nice, actually. Yeah. Thank you, Miles.
I'll tell you, my memory of that first shoot was just being in, like, feeling I was so out of my depth.
I remember you saying that a lot.
Because
you just wouldn't shut up, man.
No, I'm sorry.
No, because, well...
You guys had done kind of small comedy and just... I was the singer. I was the guy who wrote parodies. And I'd not done a lot of... I was, hey, look at me, jazz hands guy. And I'd never done actual scripted comedy before. And I remember I got home and I was like, oh my God, Kim, these people were so patient with me. And they gave such good advice about being smaller in places and like not like having to be this giant dancing bear, which I normally am in most of my videos. And it got me in a I think it got me out of like this pigeonhole that I was probably in for a long time in content. And I remember just being so grateful. I didn't care if there were any views in the video at all, but,
I mean, a little bit.
Yeah, it was really nice when it happened.
Let's not.
But you guys are so, the viewers. So funny and so good, and are part of. We're sitting here in LA. I didn't realize there was this whole comedic sketch world that, by the way, my wife like just naturally can do. Mm-hmm. But it didn't come naturally to me at first. So I remember that day being like, I was just like walking on air afterwards because I'd tried something that was hard. And I'd gotten better at it over the course of the day, and I'd made some new friends.
Oh, that was really cool. Wow, that's the short form right there. Yeah, put some emotional music under that.
Yeah.
That's nice.
That was like
heartfelt. I didn't expect some heartfelt here.
If I had to put everybody into a box, which is sometimes
let's
good
do that.
If I put everybody in a box, I would say, okay, Penn is the guy that can write a song in 5 minutes and have it be brilliant and you'd be like, holy shit,
yeah,
how did he just do that? Charlie is a joke writer. He can take anything and make a quick, witty thing out of it that is just, like, you just create a joke out of anything, right? And then Miles is the guy that can latch onto
anything,
normal life, and show you, no, you can just make normal life feel like normal life and people go like, that's true. That's a real thing.
Yes,
that's how people
totally
act. And he just acts like a true, like a representation of the thing that you're trying to represent without trying to like be too much.
And Taylor is a guy who can take an idea that three other people give a mediocre response to.
And you can say, this.
No, I see the vision. Here is the AstroTurf that I went out and purchased for this shoot.
I will say that you are also very good at taking stuff that, you know, with your family and making it enjoyable for everyone to watch when family a lot of times is like
hard.
You care about just your children or whatever.
Yeah.
You don't care as much about other people's children. You've done a good job of making everyone care about what's going on in your life, too.
Oh, wow. You care about what's going on in my life?
Mm-hmm. I really, really want you to get that addition done. Just a couple more days.
Yeah.
I don't know how many more things you can do with your addition. We've seen we've seen you turn it into Noah's Ark in the Wisconsin Dells with that water slide in there.
Yeah. No, it's I'm really over it. I really want it to be done. The drywall's happening tomorrow while I'm not there, and I'm very happy about that.
Well, we're excited for you.
And behind the scenes, Heidi and I have had very, like, as much as we joke about it, there is lots of tense moments about the addition because it's just
all consuming. Yeah, let's dive into that.
Yeah, let's clear the couch. Taylor, lie down on that for a second.
We're going to unpack.
So what do you hate about your marriage?
It's what I feel emotional about is. No, it's just, you know, it's a ton of stress.
I was joking.
No, please don't say it.
Do you feel.
I don't hate my marriage. I love my marriage.
Do you feel like this house is your fifth kid?
Yeah. I mean, it's just.
I
have four. Right. I just go into things thinking, like, this is a good idea, and I just send it, you know, and then I get like. You know, I don't know, maybe like 65% into this thing, 70% in. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is a really big bite. You know, like when you bite off.
Yeah, you took a big old bite out of that Kit Kat.
You know, like when you're eating a steak and you get a big chunk of fat and you're like, oh man, it's going to take a while to chew through.
You cut a hole in
it's
your
all fat.
I got a little,
cut a big hole in your house. Yeah, that's a pretty big bite.
Uh-huh. No, it's going to be fine.
You dug a huge hole in your front yard, you know?
Yeah, well, you know, no, it's only halfway in. Yeah, the window well. There's no gutters yet, and the window well, like, caught, like, it rained cats and dogs the other day. All the water just falls off the side because there's no gutters yet, and then it just rolled into the window well, and it started coming to the brand-new basement. So my other buddy Charlie and Burke are down there with shop vacs. I put on my swim trunks and just went outside with a bucket and started throwing water out of the window well, and then eventually got it to the point where I could just get a shovel and make
a trench to divert the water. I'm in the deep, guys.
Did you not hire anybody to help?
No, I've hired some people.
There is
drywall is happening while I'm not there. Okay. I framed it, which is a big thing.
I didn't mean to sound first world there, but most people who get a house redone bring in experts.
You know what?
That's the thing with Taylor. Taylor loves doing it.
You want it done right, you got to do it yourself. Twice. I swear to God, most of it I had to do twice because I did it wrong the first time and had to redo it.
But yeah. You didn't have to do it three times.
Correct.
So you learned the lesson.
And I didn't pay for it, just my time.
And it's time well spent because you made how many videos off of probably made those videos.
And they did better than the comedy video.
Yeah. Does that, because anytime you do kind of a home renovation project, you always have the people in the comments that are like, you're doing it wrong.
Yeah. But this time I'm actually getting everything permitted. So I know.
this is my favorite Taylor story. I was over at Taylor's house.
Oh, that never happened.
And he was just like, you know when you're talking to Taylor and Taylor's talking to you, but Taylor's not really in the conversation.
Yep.
And then eventually he's just like, yeah, man. This inspector came over. Someone
you
saw
were there
one
when
of
I got
videos.
The letter. I got the letter.
He gets a letter from someone at
the city,
and they're like, "Yeah, we saw your videos. That roller coaster in your backyard, plus all the other addition you put on the back. We're gonna have to come check in and pull permits." I'm like, "Well, how many permits did you pull?" He's like, "None." Doing the math in my head, carry the zero. None.
It was five projects. They're all permitted now.
A roller coaster. How'd you get a roller coaster in your backyard?
They permitted it. I have a permitted roller coaster.
So, that's like, the impressive. Permanent roller coaster world is fascinating, and it's in Colorado a lot. Like, they turn all the
just the deck of the roller coaster has a permit.
Okay.
The actual roller coaster part is just playground equipment.
Yeah, got it.
Well, yeah, you can remove it at any time.
But if you're in Colorado and the ski slopes are closed, you go to, like, Telluride or Aspen or wherever, and they make these, temporary roller coasters. That go really? Down. Oh, yeah. Have you been to this? Like, there's one in
Seattle. Oh, yeah.
It's amazing.
With the little cart.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
Brake and the...
Yeah, they got that Rapid City, South Dakota.
Oh, yeah.
Anywhere there's a hill,
the
you
Alpine
can find
slide
a
ramp.
Alpine slopes. Alpine slide?
Slide.
Yeah.
I think.
Okay.
Let's talk about Miles' baby.
Yeah,
story.
I was just going to say, sorry. Miles, your baby, I think we can...
Well, first, Miles' wife had a baby.
2 months,
right? I was there. Pretty sure it's yours.
I
don't know. He's got blue eyes.
They all do it first.
Yeah, but you don't say Miles.
They're staying blue.
So
I've got a few blue-eyed babies, too.
Okay.
And I got brown eyes, so it's okay. It's cool.
But the first 6 months, they stay blue, and then you don't know what's going to happen.
Okay.
It can switch.
When did you find out...
Sigh of relief.
When did you find out your baby had the best hair ever?
Right when he was born. Right when I saw him.
Really?
Was it all crown added down?
Actually, it was at our ultrasound. Yeah.
Okay, first
you saw the hair on the ultrasound.
That's how much hair there was.
Only baby who's you can see the hair on the ultrasound. Just go ahead and cut to a photo of Miles' baby and his perfect hair.
No, we don't put my kid all over the internet.
Well, blur out his face. Just show his hair.
So cut to a blurred out face picture of a 2-month-old child.
Put a smiley face on
hair.
Like a clown.
Just put Miles' face on it. Miles' face with the baby's actual hair. Can we show his actual hair? Is that okay?
Yeah. You know
show his hair.
No, I want you to.
Let's cut to a photo of a jack-o'-lantern.
You're going to take a photo of my kid. You're going to Photoshop his hair out of it and put it on me right now.
Yeah.
There we go.
Does he have that much hair?
Honestly, he's got more hair than Miles does.
Yeah,
right?
He's got better hair than Miles.
Yeah, he's...
And Miles has nice hair. But
Miles, he could be... I don't want to...
Cole's model.
Here. He could be a Cole's model.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you even get paid in Kohl's cash?
You probably get paid in some Kohl's cash.
Maybe a monthly stipend of Kohl's cash?
You probably have. Would you let your baby be a Kohl's model?
I don't know. It would have to be a decision with Ann and I.
Okay.
Know?
Yeah.
But you're not putting him out there for the world to see.
Yeah, unless I get paid for it.
Well, you get paid.
Krebscast, is this not
paying us for this?
No.
Well, there we go.
Absolutely not. Yeah.
Okay.
So what are we doing tomorrow?
Wait, what did you say?
Oh, can we say what we're doing tomorrow?
So when is this airing?
Probably this week.
Yeah, you think
it'll be fine.
I got this. We're shooting another thing for Target that's a level up from what we've done before. And I want to give, like...
It's going to be on a larger screen.
Yeah. I want to just to give some history, we did this Husbands of Target video that no one paid us to do. It was how we all got to know each other.
Way more views.
Got a tremendous amount of traction.
80 million.
Then we did another one.
But who's counting?
Yeah, we did another one after
COVID.
That's just on one
platform.
We collabed together a bunch. And then all of a sudden, in February, Target started calling us because they actually had decided they wanted to take Taylor's idea of Husbands of Target and turn it into a Teammates of Target campaign around the Super Bowl, which involved like Matthew Stafford and a bunch of other people and a huge set where they were paying us to do this. That was in February, right? And we're like, holy crap. Well, that's it.
Yeah.
That was cool.
We've cashed in. And then 2 months later,
they were like, we need to do more of those things.
We've got a pickleball contract and we'd like you guys to do a pickleball video.
Can we hit pause right there?
Uh-huh.
And just talk about Miles' dance moves on the pickleball.
They did not show nearly enough of that
in
the video.
Where is that footage? Can we get that footage?
It was too tight of an edit.
Miles learned an entire choreographed dance. I was walking through, drinking my coffee, looking at Miles doing this dance. I was like, this is not going to go well. I walked back like 3 minutes later. I was like, oh, he's got it down. What the hell?
Forget I'm an athlete.
I've never had backup dancers.
He had a crew. He had backup dancers.
And they also, it was like, they were doing it and they're like 5'6". And I kind of looked at him and he like was annoyed that he had to explain to me what 5'6", 7'8" meant. You know, he was kind of like, I'm like, you realize I have no experience in dancing. I don't know what 5, 6, 7, 8 means. I know we're starting something. Do I start on 7? Do I start on 8? Why don't we start at 1? Why isn't that 1, 2, 3, 4?
You start at 1.
You are starting at 1.
1 comes after 8.
Yeah.
I don't know.
5, 6, 7, 8.
Here's the real question. Do you still remember the dance?
Not really.
Come on. What was the song?
I'm really not prepared.
What was the song?
I don't know.
The Beyonce one.
Yep. Thank you.
Oh, yeah, but they couldn't use that in the
I don't think you guys understand.
What's that one?
The amount of pressure I was under.
Texas Hold'em.
Well,
God bless you.
Miles, you were under intense pressure at that point because you had to make or break.
There was a talk about a dance in the video, right? Lightly in the meetings. Then I show up and I get my hair and makeup done. Had to get pretty, you know, put my face on. And they're like, oh, also, you got to learn this dance. And so then I started learning this dance and I was like...
I don't remember it. Well, it was a good effort,
Pat. I actually don't remember.
Now you can't monetize this podcast.
You can just cut that out, yeah. Dante.
Sorry, guys.
We'll keep it in.
So I had like 20 minutes where they taught me some moves, and then they're like, let's speed it up. And I didn't get it at all. Like, we're talking at full speed, just did not nail it. And they're like, oh, don't worry. They're like, we got to go do some other stuff, so we can't keep doing this. Don't worry. We're going to have a little extra time to practice it again later on. Later on comes, and they're like, all right, let's do the dancing bit. And I'm like, I didn't get my second session in.
Can I also add some perspective? Like, this was all happening. Again, the four of us had made a commercial with just the four of us and, like, one other guy shooting it. There were scrims the size of movie theater screens, like setting lighting.
A scrim is a piece of fabric that makes the sun less harsh.
Yes.
Which I learned that day.
There were 10.
I didn't know that's what it was called.
There were 10 photographers, 20 pickup trucks. They basically built a fake pickleball stadium outside of a Target with bleachers that Charlie was sitting in.
Yeah.
Filled with extras
and fans while Miles was dancing to this song. And so, like, that had to have added a little bit of extra juiced. Yeah. So I just wanted to throw that in there. Yeah.
You want to know the part that
also, it was hot out and I was wearing jeans and a sweatshirt. I was sweating and beads were getting in my eyes.
God, we had much more fun than you did during this because I loved watching this. Like, I loved watching Miles dance.
Because
he was good.
It was there was so much sun. I have sensitive eyes, you know? Like, I got eyes.
But, I don't think that has anything to do with the sun.
It does because
it does in daytime. It's harder.
They're lighter eyes.
Yeah. Josh, look up Josh Hamilton's stats. Look up Josh Hamilton's stats batting during the day versus batting at night.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he bats like 200 during the day and like 450 at night.
Really?
Because he's got blue eyes.
That was thank you. I appreciate you backing me up.
That was my problem. Why does he get contacts?
All my games were at night and I got brown eyes. That's why I couldn't make it.
All right, the thing...
If I just played in the daytime, I'd have been way better.
Here's my, like...
Why doesn't he get contacts?
My low of the, like... Well, first off, huge high. Being able to like come onto like this set of the Target shoot, right? The first one, you're in the second one, both times. Like coming out and like, holy crap, this is crazy.
This
like,
came out of my brain.
This came out of this video that we shot by ourselves, me and Morgan shooting it, and now it became this whole thing. And there's 50 people running around trying to make this new thing happen.
I mean, but the most impressive thing was the snack bar.
Fantastic Crafty.
I mean, they spent more on the snacks than we did on our whole
trip. But then, like, you talk to the extras that are there, you're like, oh, you know, and they're like, how did you get this? I'm like, created out of thin air? You didn't see the first one? They didn't show you why you're here?
They didn't show you my work?
You said that to him?
I really didn't say that.
He did not say that. I think he did say that. The way he was saying that, I think he did say that.
I might have. Like, you don't know why this thing, like...
You said that to
you, like, not, this was a really great moment for you in this podcast.
Until that.
No, because it was like.
Don't you know who I am?
Like, why? No.
I'm kind of a big deal.
No, it was more about like, well, why wouldn't they show you what this?
Why
this is a thing?
That's a good point.
Because like, why?
These guys, how this is another gig? For
like,
them.
How would this make any sense to you if you
this
didn't
is
know
like
about
the
thing?
The bartender
is
picking up a shift on the weekend,
exactly.
Right?
And that's how it was for them. And I'm over here living my Super Bowl, going like, oh, we got invited back to the Super Bowl, and they're like,
and then Matt Stafford shows up,
and then Matt, who's won a Super Bowl,
not to brag,
that he was
by
there.
By the way,
I was like, hey, Matt. Do you know why we're all here?
Matt, did you watch my video?
Oh,
did one of the 80 million views on my video?
Did it? Like my wife did.
Probably.
Did he?
Did you guys think that Matt Stafford was going to be, like, good looking?
I didn't have any thoughts about Matt Stafford.
He was a good looking
all
guy.
I thought about Matt Stafford was he played for the Lions at a time that was precarious for the Packers. So I had a little bit of...
I did not think he was going to be good looking.
I wanted to just shake
it. He was a handsome son of a bitch.
I wanted to just...
What I learned about the athletes. They, like... I think production makes it harder for them by treating them like such royalty and bringing them in SUVs. They bring them in SUVs all the way to set, and so they only have to walk like 10 feet, and they don't let anybody get near them to the point where, like, it's got to be harder for them to be a real person and do their job because they've been elevated to this height of, like, you know, royalty that, like, it's got to be weird for them to just be normal.
Yeah. He was actually pretty normal.
But the way he was, like, brought on and everything made it weird.
The thing to me that was interesting was he was there. He wanted to do his thing. He hit his spot. He was super chill. And then he was about to leave. Everyone was like, no one move. It's Matt Stafford's birthday.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was weird.
Dude, and they're like, everyone needs to stand around the cake and sing as loud as you can, happy birthday to Matt Stafford.
I was going for it.
And he was just like, okay, guys.
And I'm not sure that he...
I don't know if you noticed, he didn't eat a piece of that cake.
Yeah. Well, this is a bit. Guy with sheet cake, because the guy with sheet cake is always trying to get rid of the sheet cake.
Nobody wants to eat the sheet cake. I had my birthday party this past April. I did a show.
I got 40 pieces of sheet cake. I need you all to eat 2 pieces of sheet cake.
I got sheet cake at the show, and then after the show, and then there another sheet cake showed up at the bar. I was trying to give sheet cake away all night.
Is sheet cake?
You got 3 sheet cakes.
Is that just a long cake?
Congratulations! It's a sheet cake.
Sorry,
a sheet of cake. It's okay. A flat cake.
Yeah, it's what it sounds like.
You got to feel bad for these bakers of sheet cake because they know that 90%. I know, but they got to feel like I'm putting
now,
out.
If sheet cakers were like commission based, so however many slices people ate, they wouldn't make any money at all.
No, they really make a sheet cake and they go, you know what? I put too much salt in it. It doesn't matter. No one's going to eat the sheet cake.
Yeah, they're going to have two bites of this sheet cake.
I messed up the cake part. I'll just lather on more frosting to distract them. I swear that's what they do.
They do. And then I would say the number one food that results in plates going face down in the garbage can is sheet cake. 1,000%. Because no one's finished.
Well, that and like the green bean casserole.
Well, green bean casserole, I think, has a little bit more. Sheet cake, like you have 2 bites and you got diabetes.
That's a pretty good top five. Like, top five things that end up in the trash.
Face down?
Yeah.
Sheet cake is way up there.
Like bad barbecue.
Bad barbecue, I'd still eat that. There's something bad barbecue. You're at least protein. Here's how you know,
like, if it's somebody you don't want to hang out with, if they're taking the corner piece of the sheet cake.
Oh,
yeah. Corner piece, all that frosting? That frosting makes me sick. Yeah,
pizza, I'm an edge piece. I like the crust.
I like the cake.
Sheet cake, I like the middle.
I like the cake. I don't like the frosting.
I gotta be honest with you. I like a little corner piece of sheet cake. I'm telling you that. Like, just because, you know.
Hang out.
I'm just saying.
You just said that you can't backpedal now.
No.
You actually just said you don't want to hang out with Charlie.
Yeah, it's just
it just is what it is. You just
spent 5 minutes talking about sheet cake.
And all of a sudden was the corner.
Now you're telling me you want the corner.
I'm just saying.
The worst part of the sheet cake.
It's only 4 corners. If it was the corners to give away, it wouldn't be a problem. It's the rest
that
of the damn
sheet
cake.
That is true. It's a coveted piece of cake.
Because
it's just dry bread with a little bit of sugar.
You just
got
so much frosting.
Really dry. I don't know
what is
like
your...
Yeah.
Well, like, no, you guys just haven't had a good sheet cake.
What? Where are you getting your sheet cake from, dude?
I think your tongue is dying on it right now.
Who's got the best sheet cake? Is it Kroger? Is it Pick and Save?
They're all the same. They're all owned by the same corporation.
If you're going to get a cake, you do a cookie or you do a 3-layer with some
ice cream cake.
Yeah, I mean, but you're tacking on money with that. A sheet cake you can get at a reasonable
price. Well, you can't
price.
Be cheap and also have good cake.
Hey,
Charlie,
look, sometimes
Christ.
You just need a cake.
You got to make a decision.
I mean,
what is this podcast?
I'm telling you, it's about
you
sheet
cake. You guys are workshopping
cake.
Your stand-ups.
Hey, that's fine.
Yeah, there we go.
They'll see it on stage. Maybe at some point. I gotta figure out who's the first guy to make sheet cake? What's the deal with sheet cake?
Well, I know what it was. It was a guy that was like, hey, I got a birthday, but I'm bringing a lot of people. So, I don't want to make 8 cakes. What if we just made 1 large flat cake so everybody got the same size piece?
It like it was more cake.
Yeah, and everybody got the same size piece.
It's gonna be so big, it's gonna taste like cardboard.
Well, because on Sharon's, cousin Billy got a bigger piece.
Hey, what could take it to the next level is if we drew something on top.
What if you print the person's birthday's photo on top of the cake?
That would take sheet cake to the next. That's what's going to take.
And their social security number.
Yeah.
Just like a full idea.
The thing with last note on sheet cake before I let go.
Sorry.
My favorite part is when they put a bunch of candles on it. And then it's their actual, like, someone turns 65 and they think it would be cute to put 65
instead of just doing
candles,
the 2 candles with the numbers.
They do all of the things. So someone's like, oh, call the fire
and
department.
Wax over the
it's
whole
just,
thing.
Half of it is just wax. And then that half doesn't get touched at all. And I'm just saying,
the other half's got spit on it for trying to blow out all the candles.
Yeah, if you want spit and wax,
come on,
get a sheet cake for the next deal. That actually leads us into our next segment here. Pretty much our only segment of the show.
I was gonna say we have segments.
And now we do. We're starting now.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson.
Heartbroken, devastated, mad.
Reaction from Senator Lindsey Graham, South Carolina Republican, to the bodies of six hostages recovered by the Israeli military in Gaza, kidnapped by Hamas. Include an American, Hirsch Goldberg, Poland. President Biden condemning the killings and spoke with Goldberg Poland's parents this morning to offer condolences, says a White House official. Israeli Ministry of Health has announced that after an examination, it determines that all six hostages were shot at close range between last Thursday and Friday morning. Wounded by gunfire in the chest, San Francisco 49ers wide receiver Ricky Pearsall. Serious but stable condition, says the team. Happened in Union Square in San Francisco yesterday, police say. A teenager wanted Pearsall's expensive watch.
Gunfire from the suspect's gun struck both Mr. Pearsall and the subject.
Police Chief Bill Scott. The teen's under arrest. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
The Brewers win again in Oakland. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers took the lead in Game 2, then added some insurance runs late on the way to a 9-5 victory over the A's. Milwaukee's Jake Bowers had a home run, also scored three more times in the game. Brewers manager Pat Murphy on those extra runs in the 8th and 9th.
Really important. Tacking on is however you want to term it. Staying after it, being relentless, pecking away, however you want to term it. It's the key to a Major League game because it's hard to win a Major League game and there's really good players on both sides.
NFL, the Packers have the next 3 days off after beating the Ravens yesterday 30-7 in front of 72,000 fans at Lambeau Field. Matt LaFleur on Packers linebacker Christian Welch, who grew up in Iola, Wisconsin.
He's just a smart, tough, physical player. I thought that interception that he had was an outstanding play. It looked like, to me, he baited the quarterback right there as a hook player and just made a great break on the ball and made the play. And then he had a heck of a return.
That's Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A pleasant start to the month of September, as we'll see quite a bit of sunshine today. North to northwest winds, a bit breezy. Highs in the upper 60s, close to 70 degrees. For tonight, we'll see clear skies and quite chilly. Upper 30s to near 40 degrees. Right now, it's 64.
Travel back in time and experience the magic of the Minnesota Renaissance Festival. Journey through a world of armored knights, joking jesters, and enchanting fair maidens. Every weekend, August 17th through September 29th, thrill to live combat jousting, feasting on turkey legs, and shopping hundreds of unique artisans. Bring the whole family for unforgettable fun. Get your discounted tickets today at renaissancefest.com. Find your magic at the Minnesota Renaissance Festival.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with
Pat Kreitlow.
We'll be back live at 6 a.m. Tuesday. On Monday, catch our recent climate check segment on protecting our freedom to have clean air and water.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Hey, folks, if you're just tuning in, this is the Kripescast on Civic Media. Let's get back to my conversation with the husbands of Target guys.
Taylor, are you wearing bike shorts or is it in your boxers?
No,
right there.
They got liners.
My liners are creeping out.
That's nice.
I got boxers on too. I'm triple covered.
Nice legs, guys.
Thanks.
You're manspreading a little bit, Taylor.
Trying to remember what you were going to say.
No, I know what I was going to say. We have a segment called What Makes You Say Cripes-ish or Cripes-ish.
Do you do this on...
I just started. So it's what's a pet peeve? Pet peeve you got?
Ooh, a pet peeve.
And you can't say segments on a podcast.
I knew you were thinking.
No, I wasn't. No, I'm a segment guy. I like segments.
You like segments? Yeah. So I'm trying a new thing.
I kind of thought the whole first half of this could have used a segment.
I need a good pet peeve.
So
podcast without any structure. Do you want me to come back to that? Should I start now?
No, I love the question. Can, like, just give me, like, let's...
So things that make you say cripes.
Yeah, things like, cripes. Sheet cake would be an example.
When you're already mad and then you stub your toe or your knee on something.
Oh.
Yeah.
Or your shirt gets caught on a door handle when you're already mad.
Oh yeah.
When you're already like starting to swear a little bit under your breath.
And then you're walking away and it gets caught on the door handle.
What do you stub your toe or hit your knee on the most?
Well, now it's all the baby equipment.
Oh yeah.
Equipment.
No, that's the correct
term. I mean, this guy's got more equipment than the Target shoot does.
What's the most useless piece of baby equipment you own?
Well, we have this one piano
back and play.
Piano thing.
Oh, the bouncy piano?
I don't know. He lays and
he plays the piano. He's 3 months old.
That's what I'm saying. Why did we get it already?
You haven't gotten the command center yet, right?
Like, I don't know.
The bouncing thing when they turn around. Yeah, we got one of those.
Oh, is that where they're doing a bounce?
Yeah, and they just spin around and it's got wheels on it. Like, you know what I'm talking about, right?
What is not a waste of money is the high contrast cards. My kid can look at a black and white photo for hours.
I saw you doing this.
He'll just go.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
hey, hold on. He's not done.
Yeah,
I've never heard of
these. It's encapsulating.
Yeah, I mean, he should have been born in the 40s or 50s. He would have loved TV.
So this is just a card with black and white designs.
It's like zebra.
Therapist.
It's exactly that.
It's therapy. Yeah.
It's therapy. Yeah.
And what does he see in it?
Yeah. You know? Sometimes
we don't know. A lot.
The other day he's like, "Yeah, that's a unicorn." I was like, "That's a cow." You idiot.
He's talking already.
Yeah,
that's crazy. Yeah,
he said that. That was his first words. I couldn't believe it. Yeah. Those high contrast cards just bring it out of them.
So, and these high, because babies, they can't see color, right?
I don't. They're kind of like a deer.
Yeah, like a cold one.
No.
He told me that, dude.
Wait, didn't you tell me that?
Babies, their vision grows over time. At first, they just see blurry subjects, and it slowly starts to come into focus.
Moms, you told me they were colorblind.
They're not colorblind. Babies are not colorblind.
No, I did.
Dogs? He said it.
No, dogs?
That doesn't mean it's true.
I watched a TikTok.
I didn't realize
vision, and it started black and white, and then it slowly morphed into color over time.
So TikTok sometimes is right.
Is it?
Sometimes
is it right about the black and white baby thing?
I don't know. I know that people have told me, you know, blank, blank, blank. Where'd you hear that? TikTok. And I look it up. I'm like, this is incredibly wrong.
Yeah.
We have. Hey Siri.
Let's argue
babies colorblind at birth?
Babies can see color, but their color vision improves over time.
Okay. So maybe there was some.
So at birth, you see black, white, and shades.
Young babies are indeed capable of
black, white,
color.
And shades of gray.
Yeah.
Guys, so in other words, they're colorblind when they start.
Black, white, and shades of gray would be black.
They can
and
see
white.
Red, orange, yellow, and green.
That would be color.
Oh yeah.
So after a week,
it takes longer to see blue and violet.
You know what though? How boring is it that we just found the answer right there? You know,
I would have liked to argue about it.
I want to argue about this for the next 20 minutes. This podcast is going to be way shorter. I got the thing that makes me say Christ. What?
You go to the Chipotle.
You
go to the Chipotle.
Wait, like, I wasn't thinking of it.
And they go, "Hi, welcome to Chipotle. What can I help you with?" And I go, "I'll have a chicken burrito." And they go, "Okay." And they pull out the tortilla and then they go, what for your protein? And I go, I said a chicken burrito.
Yeah.
So, but they ask, you tell them chicken burrito, and 2 seconds later they go, "And what for your protein?"
So let me just.
All they hear is burrito, and they go, "All right, now I
is
got
it
the first thing."
Is it just one
so it's happened multiple
so
times.
So next time, why don't you just go, "I'll have a burrito."
Chicken.
That's
because
a great
I
call.
Because I am a short. I want to get straight. I got stuff to do.
You're right. You do have a hole in your house right now.
I got to pack the hole in my house, and I don't have time to say burrito and then chicken. I say chicken burrito. Now they that's two steps for them.
Well,
right?
Then why don't you just go? I'll do a chicken burrito with black beans,
because
white rice. Because
I don't
want to
overwhelm them. I don't want to overwhelm them. I know this generation can't handle a lot.
Oh, this
generation.
Generation
splaining right
now?
Taylor, listen.
Okay.
We've got some.
Are you still millennial or are you on the next?
I don't know anymore.
You're right on the edge. You gotta be in the comments. No, no, you're millennial. You're a strong millennial. I'm an old millennial. You're a strong millennial.
Taylor is a former pretzel boy. I will say this, that the customer service in us.
Pretzel boy.
I wrote
a lot of context. That's very weird to say, but no, I know what you're saying.
He's working Orange Julius.
Annie Ann's. I was skilled labor, bro. Yeah, you think it's easy to do that? It takes a while to learn the ropes.
To go like this and mix an orange juice.
We do not do that.
That's not this going on.
No, if you're doing pretzel, what you do is you cut about that size, then you roll it out like this and get that flip. That's skilled labor. And I will say that some people, when it comes to customer service, especially at that age,
don't
maybe experimenting with recreational mind activities, and also they don't give a shit about your burrito, dude. They're making
you
like
are the
I know they don't
12.
That's why that's what annoys me.
$15 an hour.
But here's the deal: anything you do is worth doing good.
I'm gonna say you're gonna do it.
Why not be the best at it?
Because
he's getting paid $13 an hour.
Yeah, you know what?
And so is that next to you. Why not be better than him?
I just think that you saying chicken twice is okay.
Thank you.
Like, it's fine.
Chicken?
What do you want?
Chicken.
That's an extra second of your day.
What's your thing?
What's your thing?
Decorative pillows.
Decorative.
I just saw that reel.
Now here's a question.
It's a promotion.
Are you okay with some, or you're like, we don't?
No, I don't want any of them. I don't understand couches, beds. I know there was a reel about it, but I don't.
Decorative pillows, guys. I gotta show you this thing.
Oh, Anne Marie? So hang on, this.
Look at this decorative pillow on him.
That's all I need.
This.
Here. Lay out here.
Oh, here, Ben.
Yeah, I got it. Sorry.
I mean. Oh, sorry. This pillow, this pillow has been in this Hollywood hotel room for.
Oh, God.
That's what I was thinking last night, because I was like, I want a leg pillow so my lower back doesn't hurt. I'm old. But I looked at that thing, I was like, nah, I'm not gonna do it.
If I had one of those in my room, we could do a joust. In the hallway.
We should do that right now. Let's do a pillow fight. You guys all probably have one of those. Go to your rooms.
I'll be honest.
Get that.
I don't know if I want to do a pillow fight with a bunch of dudes in a hotel room with one light and a camera. I don't know.
Cut to tomorrow.
Excuse me.
Why do three of you have black eyes?
Oh, man. That thing, though, you know that someone.
I do not think I have one of those in my room, by the way. I think you got the bonus giant.
I got it in Target set.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
I got a bag of cookies. You got the sex burrito pillow.
Well, no, that's what makes the pin.
So I do have a dog.
Oh, look at that dog.
Is that a Target dog?
I would not touch that tail.
It's for all sorts of levels, you know? It's a multi-level dog. You can start here.
Wait, no, those are, like, none of those are really
maybe it's more of a warm-up.
If any of you guys are dealing with any of those, congratulations.
Wait, what? Dealing with?
I'm going to touch the safest part of this dog.
Yeah, right. I don't know, dude.
You never know. Anyways.
I can't touch anything in my hotel room anymore.
No, you can't, dude. Hotel rooms.
You guys got to stop thinking about
Charlie, what percentage of people watch this versus listen to this podcast?
I don't like the numbers. Okay. You know?
Because you're just doing it for the love of the game.
I'm doing it to hang out with my boys in this hotel room by ourselves with one light and a camera
with your weird dog.
But hey, Miles, we're not supposed to explicitly call it the dog.
All right.
Dog, okay.
All right. Miles, what's the thing that makes you go say cripes?
What was yours? Mine was
Charlie hasn't. And then yours was the throw pillow.
Wait,
And what's yours, Charles?
What that makes me say crimes? Oh man, you guys want to talk about AI for a while?
No. So I purposely didn't say that.
All right,
that.
Guys, well, thanks for tuning into the Cripes
Cast. Hold on. Nobody knows what we're talking about.
Folks, that's all the time we have now. But if you want to listen to my full conversation, just check out the Cripes Cast anywhere you get your podcasts.
So roll out the barrel and get the band brewing. Life's got you down. Just keep her moving. It's on Wisconsin. The Badgers say it's the old Wisconsin Jubilee.
You know, sometimes when you're ice fishing, you put your foot into walleye hole and go ass over tea kettle and you think you're done. No, you gotta keep her moving.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the